Since September 11th, there have been dramatic changes in the way that justice is conducted in the United States. Some of the changes were passed by Congress, others were not. The White House says they were necessary to meet the terrorist threat, but now some lawmakers and civil libertarians are beginning to speak against the new procedures. NPR's Barbara Bradley reports that the critics worry the government is making dramatic shifts that citizens may later regret.
For the better part of 2 months, there has been something of a moratorium on criticism of the Bush administration. Congress and even civil libertarians nodded at the dramatic rhetoric. "We are at war now," Attorney General John Ashcroft said yesterday, "and the terrorists who threaten the United States are war criminals."
Foreign terrorists who commit war crimes against the United States, in my judgment, are not entitled to and do not deserve the protections of the American Constitution.
Ashcroft was defending the president's executive order issued late Tuesday to allow military tribunals to try suspected terrorists. And it was only the latest of a series of dramatic changes. This week, the attorney general announced he's restructuring the Immigration and Naturalization Service. Before that, it was the Justice Department. The Justice Department quietly expanded a rule letting it monitor the conversations between some inmates and their lawyers. Last week, it also said it would no longer report how many people have been detained in connection with the investigation, nor what their charges are. And before that, the administration shepherded through Congress the USA Patriot Act, a sweeping bill passed in record time. The changes alarmed many people, but needlessly, says Jan Ting, a former official at the INS who teaches law at Temple University.
History will show that these kinds of measures are not unusual in wartime. And I think to the extent that people are concerned about civil liberties, I think history will also show that such restrictions on civil liberties as get placed during wartime have little effect, little long-term effect on the United States.
Paul Light, a government expert at the Brookings Institution, disagrees.
There's a temptation in moments like this by presidents to just dam the torpedoes and move quickly toward what they want done.
Light is troubled not only by the pace of the changes, but also by the method. In most cases, the administration has merely issued an order that does not require the consent of Congress.
We're saying that there's a war on terrorism, that the battle is between the evildoers and the American system of government, but incidentally, the American system of government is too burdensome, and Congress is too meddlesome, and it takes too long to get legislation passed.
That attitude prompted the chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee, Patrick Leahy, to send a scorching letter to Attorney General Ashcroft last week. "The cooperation of Congress," he wrote, "is proving to be a one-way street," and he said he never expected such unilateral moves. Executive orders can be reversed at any time, but a law, such as the sweeping anti-terrorism law that passed last month, is a different matter.
And what I worry about is that we haven't thought it through carefully.
Chris Schrader headed the Justice Department's Office of Legal Counsel in the 1990s. The USA Patriot Act gave the government vast new powers, powers to wiretap people without ever telling them, powers to detain and deport immigrants, powers to share information among investigative agencies. The FBI had wanted these powers for years, but it could never sell them to Congress. Schrader says lawmakers seem more open to changes in times of emergency. After the Oklahoma City bombing in 1995, for example, they passed a law that curtailed immigrants' rights. But in that case, he says,
it took that bill a good year to work its way through Congress, and by the time it had done so, people had had an opportunity to sit back and reflect a little more on where they wanted to strike that balance, and the bill that was produced was a much more modest bill.
In this case, Congress passed a law in 6 weeks. But Viet Dinh, a senior Justice Department official, told a group of journalists yesterday the process may have been speedy, but it was deliberate.
It is a process in which everybody was focused. That is almost unheard of in a normal legislative season, whereby a lobbyist would be lucky to get 1 minute with a key legislator in a hallway somewhere.
No matter how deliberate, Ronald Weitsch says 6 weeks is too short a time to restructure the legal system. Weitsch is a consultant for the American Civil Liberties Union. He notes that the terrorism law reduces and in some cases erases judicial review. That is, it takes away a judge's authority to oversee what the Justice Department does.
It's dangerous to mess around with the checks and balances. They're fundamental to our system of government. We can defend ourselves without undermining that constitutional architecture.
So now what he and others hope is the government will be careful about how it uses its new powers. Barbara Bradley, NPR News, Washington.